Good morning, Rogue Valley. This is Jeffrey Haug, and this is the Rogue Valley Pulse, your local podcast, bringing you each week community spotlights and events from the Rogue Valley. In the news, Oregon State Senate repeals wildfire hazard maps, and BLM is sending timber revenues back to Jackson and Josephine counties. Community spotlight this week is the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Weekend events include the Talent Art Walk, Medford Rod and Custom Show, Oregon Cheese Festival, and the Rogue Valley Bike Swap. The music preview is from the Fret Drifters that will be playing at the Roxy Ann Winery this Friday. All this and your weekend weather this week on the Rogue Valley Pulse. Oregon Senate has voted 29-0 to repeal the state's controversial wildfire hazard map, a tool designed to help identify properties at high risk for wildfire and impose stricter building codes. The map, introduced in 2021, quickly drew criticism from rural property owners and lawmakers who argued it was inaccurate and unfairly penalized thousands of Oregonians. Many residents said it led to lower property values and difficulties with insurance, despite the state officials insisting insurers were barred from using the map to set rates. Senate Bill 83, carried by Senator Jeff Golden, eliminates the map and related rules, giving local governments the flexibility to adopt fire-safe building codes if they choose. Lawmakers from both parties agree the map had deepened the division and mistrust, making it harder to address Oregon's wildfire crisis collaboratively. The bill now heads for the House, where it's expected to pass, potentially bringing relief to property owners frustrated by the map's unintended consequences. The Bureau of Land Management has distributed more than $27.7 million in timber revenue to 18 Western Oregon counties this week. Jackson County received $4.3 million and Josephine $3.3 million of that. These funds, generated from timber harvested on federal public lands, play a crucial role in supporting local services like emergency response, schools, and infrastructure. BLM officials emphasize that these payments do not only help fund essential services, but also support about 2,000 local jobs and generate over $1 billion in economic activity across the region. The timber program is also accredited, improving wildlife habitats and supplying local industries with raw materials. Counties use these funds for a range of needs, from maintaining public buildings and libraries to supporting fairgrounds and reservoirs. For more details on these stories, visit our website at roguevalleypulse.com. The community spotlight this week is the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Nestled in the heart of Ashland, the Oregon Cabaret Theater stands as a beacon of entertainment, history, and community spirit. Housed in the restored Old Pink Church, a 1911 mission-style building, the theater's journey is as captivating as the performances it hosts. The building began as Ashland's first Baptist church, and after decades of vacancy and as a stint as a local landmark painted bright pink, it was rescued from dereliction in 1982 by Craig Hudson. Hudson's meticulous restoration returned the church to its former glory, complete with replicated stained glass windows and a sparkling crystal chandelier salvaged from a 1927 movie palace. By 1986, the Oregon Cabaret Theater opened its doors, transforming the space into a vibrant venue for musicals, comedies, and other theatrical performances. Yearly, the theater draws nearly 40,000 patrons. In its intimate 140-seat setting, guests can enjoy gourmet meals, often themed to the current production, prepared by a chef, making each visit a feast for the senses. The Oregon Cabaret Theater's calendar is packed year-round, presenting more than 270 performances across five main shows, with additional special events and one-night-only tributes. From Broadway classics to original works, the theater's reputation for excellence is well-earned, and its productions consistently sell out. The Oregon Cabaret Theater's 2025 season promises to be the most exciting yet, marking the venue's 40th anniversary. From April 11th to June 15th, the cabaret presents Waitress, a Broadway hit, making its Oregon professional debut, telling the heartfelt story of a small-town pie maker. The summer brings Disaster, a musical parody of 1970s disaster movies, while The Fall features a magical new adaptation, The Nutcracker and The Mouse King, commissioned exclusively for the cabaret. Special events include a dazzling 40th anniversary gala on July 11th and a festive New Year's Eve show with a buffet and midnight toast. Whether you're a local or a visitor, the Oregon Cabaret Theater promises an unforgettable night of laughter, music, and culinary delight in a historic setting that's truly one of a kind. Tickets can be purchased online from their website at OregonCabaret.com. This weekend is packed full of events, starting with the 4th Friday Art Walk and Talent. This art walk is a quarterly community event celebrating creativity through the vibrant town. The April's Art Walk features student artwork from Talent Elementary displayed at the Talent Historical Society, offering visitors a chance to appreciate the imaginative works of young local artists. As you stroll between venues, you'll encounter a variety of musical expressions from established and emerging creators. The evening typically includes opportunities to meet the artists, enjoy refreshments, and perhaps purchase artwork directly from creators. The art walk takes place this Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. Also on Friday, the Science Works Hands-On Museum in Ashland is celebrating Earth Day from 3:30 until 7 p.m. with an outdoor event featuring hands-on activities, local vendors, and interactive experiences focused on sustainability and environmental science. The event concludes with a concert by Shine On Band, a Southern Oregon group known for its improvisational performances of Grateful Dead and classic Americana from 6:30 till 8:30. Admission to the Earth Day event is separate from the general museum entry, and attendees are encouraged to use sustainable transportation due to limited parking. On Saturday, at the Expo in Central Point, the Oregon Cheese Festival takes place. This is a farmer's market-style event celebrating cheese and everything that goes with it. Sample and purchase from dozens of artisan cheesemakers, vintners, brewers, and specialty food producers from throughout the region. This Southern Oregon tradition features educational presentations, chef demonstrations, and plenty of opportunities to meet the people behind these delicious creations. The three-day event typically attracts thousands of attendees eager to discover new flavors and learn about the art and science of cheesemaking. This festive offers something for everyone in a festive, community-focused atmosphere that celebrates the region's growing reputation for artisan food production. Also on Saturday and Sunday, the 48th annual Medford Rod and Custom Show returns to the Rogue X Event Center, showcasing over 300 vehicles ranging from classic restorations to custom motorcycles. This event features appearances by renowned custom car legend John DiAgostino, who will present his prestigious Crystal Award, and international car builder Oz Welch, unveiling a special car for only the second time. The show offers 32 award classes, including a $1,000 Best of Show prize, and every car receives recognition. Proceeds from the charity auctions will benefit local high school shop classes, reinforcing the event's commitment to the community and car culture. In Ashland on Saturday, the 33rd annual Rogue Valley Bike Swap will be held from noon until 2:30 at The Grove. Admission to the swap is free. Buy, sell, donate a bike, parts, or accessories at this festive and long-running annual event. Register your bike at the Ashland Police Department, learn about bike events and advocacy efforts in your community, and engage in a youth bike rodeo at 12:30. A proceed to each sale will go to fund the youth bike education programs in local public schools. For the weekend weather, clouds will thicken as we move into Friday night, with patchy rain or drizzle developing late in the evening. Temperatures will cool off, settling into the upper 40s. Expect damp conditions if you're out late, but no heavy downpours are in the forecast. Saturday will be mostly cloudy and on the cool side. Expect low clouds and an occasional light rain or drizzle. Highs will reach in the mid-60s, and the air will feel a bit damp throughout the day. By evening, the clouds will linger, and temperatures will again dip into the upper 40s. Sunday brings continued cloud cover, with low clouds sticking around for most of the day. It will be mostly dry, with high temperatures in the mid-60s, and overnight lows will be in the upper 40s. That is all for this week. Thanks for listening. Contact us on our website, Rogue Valley Pulse, and share the podcast with a friend. I'll see you next week on the Rogue Valley Pulse. We'll go out with music from the Fret Drifters, playing this Friday at the Roxy Ann Winery. This is Love Your Lover.
Something's going on, and I don't like it. And I'm not one for keeping secrets, so you don't get to hide it. 'Cause you always seem surprised when I look into your eyes, and I know the game you're playing. There's something you're not saying. I'll get it out of you. You better tell the truth, baby. Come on. Come on. Maybe no one told you love your lover, yeah. Maybe you will always run to others, hey. So all I ask of you is if you can't be true, say it's over, let me go.
Rogue Valley Pulse is sponsored by HOZT.com, your local web development specialist. With over 25 years experience building websites that work for you and your business, from lightning-fast static sites to e-commerce, we have you covered. Considered hosts for your next online project.